good shot there from Tate.
A lot of people say girls love money, and that's not entirely true.
I didn't book tickets on Georgiana. Thank you. I want this on the record. My personal assistant screwed up the ticket. I don't screw things up.
It's your fault.
See ya.
Next time I'm bankrupting you.
Andrew and me both lost the same amount. Actually, Andrew lost double what I lost.
So,
I'm the real champion.
Normal gambling segment we have in every single episode.
kickboxing.
So Mike took forever to do every episode, as you knew by the end of the last episode. He was really fucking slow. We were giving him a millionaire's life, and he took too fucking long. So we fired Mike.
It's a shame. I liked Mike.
I liked Mike too. And then loads of cool shit happened. Loads of shit that should have been on film. Loads of amazing episodes were missed.
Yeah.
And then I was walking down the street one night, and I saw this fucking huge 7'4" dude. And I said, what's your name?
He had a camera.
Yeah, he had a camera, and he was walking around, and he had a sign saying, I want to do a vlog, my name's Runful. 7'4", Rubik's Cube world champion.
So you had to wrestle him to the ground and capture him.
Like a Pokemon.
Exactly. And now he makes our videos. You can't see what he looks like.
He's 7'4", Rubik's Cube world champion. That's Runful. So Runful's a new camera guy. And now all our episodes are going to be A, better, B, on time.
Yo, Runful, do some cool edit shit here to show him the power of your editing.
Too busy getting money.
Yeah.
Ain't worried about you niggas hating on me. Nah. You ain't got nothing better to do with your time. I don't chill watching my every move. Trying to watch everything I do.
What?
I ain't worried about you niggas.
Nah.
No, I ain't worried about you niggas. I'm getting mine.
Hey.
Just out here.
Cool. Yeah, safe.
Walking. So basically, about 4-bedroom penthouses in Dubai. One of the bedrooms is substantially better, and I think I should do it because I'm not always smart.
No, I don't care.
I found this place, I broke it.
Got dice?
Got dice. I do not have a dice. Do you have any internet dice we can use? Do you have a coin?
How do you not have a coin?
Do you have a coin?
Come on. What the fuck would I do?
You're a broke boy.
I'm definitely not.
Does Ron Paul have a coin? Maybe Ron Paul has a coin. Not to say you're a broke boy or not. Because he's bigger than me, but it would be useful. Any coin of any type. Boom!
It's a coin. English 10p. Right,
English 10p.
Alright, I flip, you call it.
Let's flip it.
Ready? Let's take
the game. Go on, flip it. Heads!
Heads!
Woo!
You're lucky.
No. Beginning of the vibe.
You're lucky.
Beginning of the adventure.
Alright. Let's go out.
Thank you, man, for saving me so much.
Don't let me ruin your life, team. Don't follow my path. It leads nowhere good.
This year, we're looking at all the money we made this year. We're just like, where?
We did buy a house,
but like, we're missing $500,000 that we can't add up to. Like, where? Ukraine, that was three that night.
Sparring, I was being a bit nice, you know. Nah, he's good. But then we got some bullshit challenge. We're gonna walk to the top of the tower, 80 floors up the stairs. I don't know, how did this happen? Someone was talking some shit about walking up the stairs. How did this happen? How did we agree on this?
I don't know.
We were walking 80 floors, 80 floors to the top. That's the goal. Look at them all doing double steps and running and shit.
Double steps
in
the key, man.
All right, I just started. 80 floors.
I'm barefoot. I don't have any speakers with me. Nature, Mother Nature's speakers. Mother Nature's speakers. Don't worry.
Oh, go ahead.
Bert James needs to go faster.
It's now, or right. I think we should place some money on where our boy Jules is going to make. What do you reckon?
Run forward. Is going to do it. We're both going to get to the top.
Easy. Flawless.
All the way to the top. I'm thinking the. After Jesus moment, we'll be around for 34 hours.
Yeah. That's when it's unbearable.
How did this get really long? I don't know where the stairs
are.
Sorry for missing fucking jungle in the main, though.
Exactly.
We're 41, we're halfway.
This is much
almost harder. Halfway.
This is much harder than my usual cardio. An hour of sex.
Much harder than three sips.
I'm about to battle the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Totally north.
Alright, let's go. Hollowest victory of all. We're at the top. And the door's locked. How you feeling? Jules fine.
Do it again.
Jules probably got a boner. Ready to fuck for 6 hours. Andrew's dead. I'm triple dead. And Ronfold.
Steak
eaters
meets vegans.
Fucking hell.
Fuck you. Be careful about the oven.
That's some
the last time you've given a shit about an oven.
That's some cold hard G shit.
Supposedly these are the fastest go-karts you can rent. So I'm about to bruck you up.
My arm falls out of place if I do this. I've got an injury on my shoulder.
He's about to lose.
I said I didn't want to come.
Yeah,
Guys, the GoPro's not working.
You can't fucking film with a fucking iPhone on a fucking go-kart track, Runfold. You know what? Mike fucked up loads, and Mike is here. Runfold, you're supposed to be the guy. You're supposed to be the man.
Try and turn it off. Maybe it's the worst. It's not working.
Not working.
The GoPro doesn't work. Did you charge it?
Yeah.
I don't know, Runfold.
You're lucky you're 7'4", bro.
You're lucky. I'm just going to have to beat you at go-karting without it being filmed and then take you back here with a GoPro that works next week.
That's the plan.
So maybe this was all a plan, a conspiracy by you to go go-karting twice. Maybe you're just a super go-kart fan, and I'll let that slide, Runfold. But if next time we come here we don't have a working GoPro, I'm going to be pissed.
They're still ordering A380s, they're still building buildings, so... I'll tell you all about that.
I've got jet skiing, but it's 8 a.m. and I don't like cold. I don't like the ocean. So I better not fall in.
Not all that cold.
Not gonna be cold?
No, I'm not cold.
It's gonna be cold.
So I'm gonna leave all by the end of a little bit. Just take me
down. Yo! They're fast as shit! I need gloves though, I'll cut my fingers. Yeah. On the rubber bit, on this bit here. Shit. Look, first layer of skin done broke off, bruv. The fuck is this? That's why black men don't fucking jet ski. This some old bullshit. This is Runfold here. 7 foot motherfucker on a motherfucking jet ski. And I'm fucking cut myself. Black people don't fucking jet ski. Hell no. Fuck this. I ain't coming back. Not with these motherfuckers. Nope, not with nobody. Why can't this shit stay still? Why does it keep spinning around? You gotta do that shit near me, man! Shit, wait! Wait! Y'all got me fucked up. Y'all got me fucked up. This is some bullshit. See it on films, when you get water in your boat, you start sinking. How'd I get this shit out? God damn. Y'all got me fucked up.
I feel like letting go one of your key bargaining chips in a war where the Americans are bombing you. You know what I mean? It's just hilarious, the narrative they're trying to tell people.
Spar with the UAE heavyweight champion, of course. That's what happens when you haven't trained in 3 years. You come to Dubai, Rob goes, don't worry, I got the UAE heavyweight champion for you. Like, lovely. Lovely. Let's see.
it's fine, but Dubai is expensive.
That's it.
People who don't like it, like the jet skis, $300-400 bucks. See, a massage, $300-400 bucks. Nice dinner, $300-400 bucks. I think $1,000 a day, to me, to you, it's like, who cares? Like, that's your spending money. But to most dickheads, $1,000 is a month's work. They can't do that in a day. They come to Dubai and they, you know, they sit around and drink in their hotel room and say Dubai's boring. Because it's expensive.
Yeah.
It's fun here, but you need to have money. And loads of people in Dubai are broke. It looks like it's rich, but loads of broke.
There's a lot of credit card debt here. There really is.
Yeah, I bet.
There's a lot of examples of people who rock up and they leave with less. Even though they've been here for X amount of years, making tax free money.
Oh yeah.
They head home with less money.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We could all swim, jump in, you know.
It's all good.
So this is a good one to jump off if you want to get that footage.
Maybe.
I ain't jumping in no water.
I have a saying, oceans are just swimming pools for poor people. Tell you, you go to the third world country, all the poor people splash around the ocean. There's no, look, I like my luxury, clear ass swimming pools. No sharks, no jellyfish, no one shits in it. It's wonderful.
It's fair.
Yeah,
oceans are swimming pools for poor people.
I've said it a million times.